Hello, my name is Ivan. You're reaching the local Splash. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I need to try to speak with Tina, extension 777, please.
Okay, you want to go ahead and speak with Tina, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Steve Cable.
Okay, perfect. Just bear with me. I'm going to try to find your account, and I'm also going to see if she's available. If not, I'll request for her to follow up with you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so I did find an account. Of course, it is under Steve Cable. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bayscape Sprinkler Repair.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And let me double check. I'm just waiting for her response, of course. Is there any particular reason why you're trying to reach out to her?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out on the Google Maps section here. I've always come up within the, top three or four, and I just, for some reason, every once in a while, I'll take a look and make sure I'm still up and everything. And I looked this morning, and it's just nowhere to be found anywhere.
It's nowhere to be. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
sorry to hear that.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. If you like, I can definitely take a look into it for you, of course, right? Let me double check for you as I wait for her response.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Just give me one moment. The system's still running a little slow. Yes, because your Google Business profile seems to be okay. It doesn't show any kind of suspension. Bear with me a moment. Okay, so I actually can find your Google Business profile. So it doesn't look like it's been, as I mentioned, suspended or removed. Let me just check one more thing here. When you try to find your actual Google Business profile, are you using keywords or are you just going straight, let's say, by using your name? The company.
I usually use keywords, and I actually tried the business name and I couldn't get it to come up either. But I usually use Sprinkler Repair.
Okay.
Riverview, Florida. Riverview FL is usually how I search it.
Okay, perfect. So you try to use, let's say, Sprinkler Services, right?
No, I
or
usually
sprinkler
always
repair?
Yeah, I always usually use the Sprinkler Repair and then Riverview FL.
Okay, perfect. Just give me 1 second. Okay, so the county that we have, because it looks like we have you for the county of Hillsborough, of course. So this would cover any city that's in, right? Let me double check
Correct.
And see what's going on. Because I am able to find your actual account using the app, using your business name, right? But it is showing two different ones. Let me double check. Well, that one's Bayscape Lawn Services, so yours would be the Sprinkler Repair.
Yeah, it should have, 23 reviews, I think.
So yes, the one that I found does have 23 reviews with a pretty good ranking, right at 4.7. Just bear with me a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it does look like the times that you've called in, people have reported that you do have a good ranking, but you are not showing on the Google Maps. And I actually can see that you're not on there for some reason. So I'm just going to have to go ahead and escalate this a little bit further, right? And this is what Tina would do as well, right? Because this process we have to follow. Because it does look like everything is good on your account. It doesn't look like it's been suspended in our end. So that's the whole reason that we would have to go ahead and escalate it. That way we could see what the actual issue is. But let me see if I can get a response right now. If not, I will definitely schedule to reach out to you as soon as possible. Bear with me.
Yeah, I've been in business for 23 years, and I've never had this happen, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely strange, because we always stay on top of it, right, to make sure that every time Google changes their policy, that you don't break any others. That way this doesn't occur, right? So
yeah.
I'm not too sure what the issue could be. We might even have to contact Google so they can let us know what happened.
Because I did get a, you know, one of those automated recording calls this morning from somebody that, and I get these from time to time, just, you know, telemarketers, you know, it's, and it said your Google listing has been flagged for removal. And I just, you know, I hung up and everything, but then that just, you know, sparked me to check it to see, and I didn't see it on there. So I'm like, well, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. What they do is they try to let you know, right, ahead of time what's going to happen or how it happens. So it might be in the process of being suspended. I wouldn't say that it's going to be removed, right? It might be suspended, but we can have it reinstated. Sometimes they do take about 10 days to be back, to be reinstated, right? Do you have anybody else working on your Google business profile by any chance?
No, just me and you guys.
Perfect.
But I mean, why would it be suspended though? I mean,
as I mentioned, Google does change their policies so often, right? So if there's any kind of changes that were made, that could actually cause, let's say, a suspension, right? There's a lot of things that can cause the suspension. Even changing the phone number, right, can even cause it. Changing the address, for example. So right now, I don't want to mislead you in any way, right? I want to go ahead and actually escalate it and see what the issue is. That way I could have somebody take a look at it. And in the event that we need to get to, let's say, talk to Google, they would actually handle that for me. And we'll reach out to you, giving you, you know, the best answer that, well, an answer that they provided, right? So.
Yeah. Yeah, because I haven't made any changes, you know, as far as, you know, anything that would flag it, I wouldn't think, you know.
Okay. I do apologize for the wait. I just wanted to see if they could respond to me as I have, since I have you on the line. Unfortunately, at the moment, they're letting me know the same thing. We would have to go ahead and see what the issue is, right? Because unfortunately, it could be a few. Well, actually, it could be, you know, it's basically a needle in the haystack, right? So
yeah.
We don't want to, as I mentioned, I don't want to mislead you in what it could be, and then it turns out to be something different, right? So what I want to do is I do want to work on this account a little bit, let's say better. That way I can make sure to give you the right response and let you know when it will be back on the actual Google Maps. because it isn't shown that it's been suspended. But for that reason, I believe we are going to have to reach out to Google just in case they haven't suspended the account, and it might just take a few days for them to report that, right? So hopefully we can stop it before it gets to that point. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and follow up with you. Hopefully I get a response today, and I'll send you a text letting you know that I'm going to call you, and I'll go ahead and give you a call, okay?
Okay, and what was your name, sir?
My name is Ivan. It's I-V-A-N. I'm the only one with the name Ivan in this department. So you could always call back. You could request for me. As well, remember, if you don't want to be waiting online, you can send us a text to this number, which is 877-635-6225. And just send us a text. Let us know how we can help you, and we'll reach out to you as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, and what was your extension, Ivan?
I do not have an extension, but as I mentioned, you can send us just a text and let us know that you want to speak with Ivan, and I'll follow up with you right away. I'll send you a message, actually, letting you know what would be a good day and time to reach out to you, okay?
Okay, sir. I appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for your patience. I'll go ahead and get started on working on this, and hopefully we can have a response by the end of the day, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.